Today, I would like to introduce another element that's very fundamental in the whole body focusing experience. As we explore what's there, what wants our attention, there is a natural question of how to be with that. How to explore something in us that wants some kind of special attention from us. This particular element is called holding both with equal positive regard. And today I would like to do just that with myself and speak directly from that experience, whatever comes in me. To demonstrate a direct experience of an issue, or perhaps issues that come spontaneously in my body when I invite it. And as usual, I start with coming back to a sense of myself. First, that sense of grounding presence that really is a containment for what else wants attention. It's the basic structure of me holding different parts of me, perhaps, for want of better words. Maybe different events that are happening around me that call me for attention. So I'm just pausing and inviting that experience of myself to come back to my own body and feel my physical presence. Sitting in this chair, in this room, feeling the connection with the larger world outside of me as a safe container to invite what's there in me right now. So I'm just pausing a minute to feel all of that. That aliveness inside of me that naturally presents an awareness of what else is going on in my life, in the internal life of me. I can feel my lower back a little sore, my shoulders and upper chest adjusting slightly. There's a subtle posture alignment that's coming. As I just be here with me, inviting a sense of what's there. And my aliveness in my neck and head are rotating slightly. So there's a fair amount of things already happen. Things already happening of a physical nature of alive, moving, twisting, turning, adjusting, as more of me is present to this situation I'm experiencing right now. And suddenly I'm remembering an event that's coming up in about 2 hours. It's an encounter with somebody that I am anticipating. Something about that I'm not comfortable with. Just taking that in a bit. I'm anticipating an event that I'm not comfortable with. Or at least I'm anticipating something about what he wants to tell me. about the situation between us, I am already feeling the discomfort in that, the uncertainty of that, and the hard to find a word, but I can feel it. A tightening up already, kind of in a resistance to the anticipation of what he's going to say about that. So I'm just going to let that be there for a minute. That's wanting my attention. That's an anticipation of an event with another person that is causing that kind of stress in my body. And I just feel that more as I allow that stress feeling to be more present and let it know that it's okay for it to be there. And maybe make room for anything else that wants my attention. Is that the only thing that's happening today or the next days, next week even? Well, my daughter's arriving from Sweden tomorrow afternoon. She's staying for 3 months or 4 months. She's been on a long trip around the world kind of thing. And now she's coming back and stay with me. And there's a feeling of welcoming in that. There's a different feeling there. She's my adult daughter, and it's a privilege to have her wanting to spend time with her father. And I appreciate that. Again, I'm feeling a kind of different place in my body that's experiencing that. And that's okay. Welcoming that too. And then wondering if there's anything else of significance that is happening in my life right now. And it sort of scans the week. And there are other events in the week that are happening, and more or less pleasurable. Nothing particularly uncomfortable, and by anticipating. Actually, it would seem like it will be an easy, pleasurable week. Tomorrow may be a busy day. That'll be the hard day or the long day of work, but it'll be pleasurable and manageable. So that has a kind of an acceptance of these various events that are happening in the next 3 or 4 days. And what I would like to do is be able to hold all of those. And the expression is holding both with equal positive regard. I'm not judging any of them. I am allowing each of them to be there the way they want to be there. And will receive my equal positive acceptance in me, the way they want to present themselves to me. And then you see what wants to have some kind of priority of attention right now. And just as I say that, I can feel something expanding in me in that container sense of me. I was stretching in some way, or getting larger in some way, or being more present. Expanding is probably the right word here. Something is expanding me as though I'm able to hold all of these different experiences in my body at the same time. So I'm just noticing that and noticing how the body is actually expanding into itself, changing my posture alignment slightly and stretching different parts of me a little bit more. And I can also feel a little bit of resistance to that too, that I don't want to be expanded too much, too quickly, too openly. And I can feel my hands massaging my thighs, like comforting me. And there's a little bit of uncomfortable experience of expanding happening to accommodate my awareness of holding these different events. Even though some of them are pleasurable and others that are not, it's okay. That's just kind of what the hands are saying. You're okay. Yeah, that's what my hands are saying is, you're suffering this kind of expanded self. And I can feel the rubbing here. And the words seem to come, and you're okay. You will be okay. It's okay. It felt comforting. It's almost like my hands are meant to have that function in my body, separate from my thoughts. A comforting part of me that knows how to comfort me. Yeah, that knows how to comfort me in a way that nobody else can. I kind of like to know that. I appreciate that. And then what comes right away is the anticipation of the event. This is in an hour or two. How will that be? And again, it brings me back to the discomfort and the feeling of, oh, that's not going to be easy. But then I also feel my own body expanding into that. Spaciousness is the word. The discussion may not be comfortable, but maybe there's some space in me to accommodate whatever that might be. And I can feel my chest expanding and my head expanding a little bit. The only word I know is that there's more space in me to hear that and to feel that. Maybe it'll be okay. So I'm just enjoying that possibility that maybe that experience will be okay. What comes is a realization, maybe I will be okay, regardless of what comes. And that's my experience right now of being able to hold both with equal positive regard of situation, in the knowing that came at the same time that I will be okay regardless of what does come as the unexpected, and to trust in that. It feels like a good beginning of an event in preparation for what's coming. I think I'll just leave it at that.